a teacher at Columbine High School. There is a student here with a gun.
Has anybody been injured, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And the school is in a panic, and I'm in the library. I've got students down under the table, kids.
On April 20th, 1999, a school in Littleton, Colorado, in the suburbs of Denver, became the top news story across America when two students named Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold opened fire on their fellow students and teachers. This week, Retro Report from our partner, The New York Times, looks back at Columbine and not just at what happened, but at the conventional wisdom that came from it and how that conventional wisdom is wrong. Eric German is a Retro Report producer. He explains.
First of all, people assumed because of the early coverage that the two killers were part of this thing called the Trenchcoat Mafia. And then people also assumed, based on what was being said about the Trenchcoat Mafia, that it was some sort of evil, brooding, vengeance-seeking group, gang of violent people in the school. And none of those things was true.
The Trenchcoat Mafia was like we were video game nerds. We sit around the table and, you know, play Dungeons and Dragons, you know, which is just about the least dangerous thing you could do.
There's John Savage, Eric German, saying we weren't a bunch of social outcasts who were dangerous. We were just a bunch of geeks.
Yeah, well, and there's two errors being made here. First of all, the two killers, there's very little evidence to indicate they even associated with the people who were called the Trenchcoat Mafia at Columbine. And the Trenchcoat Mafia itself was, it's not as if they were membership roles. There were some people who, you know, were perhaps looked down upon by some groups at the school. But, you know, all of that's in the eye of the beholder. And so a lot of these micro errors that crept into the coverage early on really informed our perspective of what Columbine was, what it meant, and the extent to which it represented a problem of national significance.
Let's listen to a clip from Dave Cullen, who's a Columbine researcher.
Columbine actually wasn't a successful shooting. It was a failed bombing. How much more indiscriminate can you get? Two big bombs to kill everyone who happens to be in that part of the building at the start of a launch.
That clip from Dave Cullen, who wrote a book about Columbine, he's talking about what is perhaps the greatest piece of physical evidence that undermines this idea that this was a targeted revenge attack. The media ran with this notion that these two killers were getting back at the bullies who had made their lives miserable at school. There was not a whole lot of evidence that they were bullied specifically, and the physical evidence of the attack, a bombing that targeted hundreds of students all at once, just sort of gainsays the notion of a targeted killing at all.
So in terms of the collective knowledge or misknowledge, if you want to call it, that misperception of the country about what these kids were and who they were, is this then just a case of cultural pattern seeking that kind of fed on itself?
Yeah, I mean, the big error that a lot of outlets and a lot of observers made looking at Columbine is that it grew out of something that we think exists at every high school, and therefore it could be coming to high schools near you and all across America. And it reinforced an idea that emerged in the 90s that shootings at schools were severely on the rise and merited national attention and a lot of resources to, you know, ward off.
And indeed, you show that while gun violence is very, very common, violence at schools and shootings at schools are incredibly rare and have stayed flat ever since Columbine.
Exactly. We found that the most consistent set of statistics that really tries to measure this looks at verified homicides that have happened in or around schools. And that's numbers maintained by the CDC. But across the decades, the numbers are flat. There's no trend up or down.
But if you were watching cable news today or even over the last 15 years, Eric German, you certainly wouldn't know that.
Exactly. Our sense of danger is often received from the kinds of reporting that exists out there on the dangers. And whenever an event like this happens, it receives blowout coverage and just amplifies the worry that this is something that's everywhere.
The immediate reporting of the tragic shootings at Columbine and maybe a lot of the media culture since have skewed our perceptions of what the shooting was all about and what it means. We don't know what we think we do about that shooting. So says Eric German, a producer for Retro Report. Eric, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.
To see Retro Report's full documentary on the shooting at Columbine, visit thetakeaway.org.